You know, these days there's so much to learn for couples who are about to have a baby. Today we'll find out how important the pre-admission process is, and we'll learn about the three touches with two maternal care advisors. I'm Deborah Howell, and my guests today are Cindy Futrell and Lacey Wedding, maternal care advisors with Deaconess, the Women's Hospital. Welcome, Cindy and Lacey.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Great to have you. I'm very interested in learning about pre-admission. So Lacey, let's start with the basics. What is pre-admission?
Okay, so pre-admission is a service we provide for our patients expecting to deliver here at the Women's Hospital. It involves a total of three touches or contacts to the patient during their pregnancy. The actual pre-admission is a scheduled phone appointment, and we discuss how to prepare for labor and delivery or for a scheduled C-section.
Okay, and Lacey, why do I need a pre-admission?
Well, we talk a lot about during the call, but during the pre-admission call, we provide the patient with detailed information and step-by-step what to expect in the hospital. Our goal is to provide them with the most education as possible in a relaxed environment before they are in labor, so they have time to research and discuss with their partner and family what they feel is best for them.
Okay, and how do I sign up and when do I sign up?
So most doctors will place a referral at your first OB visit, and it lets us know the name of the patient and their due date. And so we will call them when they're 25 weeks gestation, and that will be our first of three touches with them. We call them to schedule their phone appointment. But if the patient does not hear from us by the time they are 26 weeks, we want them to know they can call our office and we can schedule them as well.
Oh, that's great. Now, Cindy, what's actually discussed during pre-admission?
So the actual phone call is considered the second touch. And first of all, we start out running through the patient's medical history just to be certain that the information that we have is accurate and up to date. We then ask about their preferences when they're here. For instance, if they're planning to bottle feed, breastfeed, if they're wanting to go natural or have an epidural. We then also discuss what the day of delivery and their hospital stay is going to look like. And then at the very end, we start the paperwork for the baby's birth certificate.
Oh, great. Very exciting stuff. Now, is it okay if I don't know for sure what I want, like an epidural or nitrous, etc.?
Absolutely. That is why these appointments are good, because it gives people things to think about if they haven't even realized that that would be an option for them, so that they can have all of the information to make an informed decision.
Great. Cindy, how do I find a pediatrician in the first place?
Well, there's different avenues that people use. A lot of times they will ask their friends or family members who they've used. And then if they wanted to try with that provider, they would just need to call their office and see if they are accepting new patients. They can also use the number 812-450-3463, which is FIND, that can help them find a doctor, or they can also go to deaconess.com/find-a-doctor. And something else that's kind of important is we do have patients that come from all around the tri-state area. Even if their physician or provider for the baby does not come to the hospital, they still need to establish someone. We will have a not-on-staff physician see the baby at the hospital, but we need to know who would be following the baby after discharge.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. Well, that's wonderful. You've covered all the bases. What is so helpful with the pre-admission for a patient?
Well, we do go through a lot of questions, and if they do a pre-admission ahead of time, those are questions that they do not have to answer when they arrive at the hospital for their delivery, especially if they come in and they're in active labor and uncomfortable. The last thing they want to do is have to answer a lot of questions. So by doing the pre-admission ahead of time, we get a lot of that out of the way. There are still a few things that they have to answer and signing consents, but it does make the admission process a lot smoother and faster.
Okay. Does my significant other need to be on the call as well? And the follow-up question to that is, what if I don't have a significant other?
Your significant other does not have to be on the call. However, it is perfectly fine for them to listen in. We also welcome any questions from your partner or significant other. And we want this to be your experience as a family, and you both get to ask questions and have concerns. For anyone who doesn't have a significant other, you can have a family member, a support person, anybody can be on the call. And for our mothers who are minors, we actually do request for their parent or legal guardian to be on the call with them as well.
And Lacey, also, do I need to know the baby's name for the birth certificate?
No, you do not. That is such a hard decision, and it's okay if you don't know that at this point. However, we will complete as much as the information for the birth certificate that we can, so that when you come in deliver, the only thing that has to be added to the birth certificate is the baby's name once you've decided. That way there's more time for you to spend with your baby and your family and not taking time to complete the paperwork.
Yeah, sure. And a lot of people say, you know, I'm not going to know till I see that little face what the name is.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Are these appointments only for first-time mothers?
They are for all expecting mothers, not just first-time mothers. We do actually individualize the appointment to what the patient needs. So if this is a mother's second or third delivery here, we will just discuss any changes in care or policies since their last delivery and discuss any questions they have. We also would like for our patients to know, too, we provide this service for our non-English speaking patients. We actually call them through an interpreter line, which is a good opportunity for them to ask questions as well.
That is fantastic. Now, Cindy, what if I'm not sure about newborn medications?
So the medications that we would administer to the baby that is recommended would be their first hepatitis B vaccination, a vitamin K injection that just helps avoid any clotting or bleeding issues, and then erythromycin ointment that we put in their eyes. We do provide information regarding these medications, and we like to let them know that if they are not planning to have the baby receive them, that is something that they would want to discuss with the pediatric provider.
And who should patients contact for questions about the hospital stay, even after the appointment?
So after the call, we actually send an email to everyone that does a pre-admission, and it does include our contact information, but it also does have information regarding education as far as fetal kick counts that we encourage them to start doing at 28 weeks gestation, signs of labor, and then what also is considered preterm labor.
And do you provide education for fetal kick counts and preterm labor?
Yes, that's included in the email that we send after the appointment.
So, Lacey, what about postpartum?
So we actually continue to follow our patients even after delivery. Usually about 3 weeks after they deliver, we will send them an email, which is actually the third and final touch we make. The email will have the postpartum depression symptoms listed so they can actually do a self-evaluation. We feel that sending these emails out with those symptoms on there, the patients can take a look at that list at their convenience and kind of really take the time to think about how they are doing, if they're doing okay, or if they are struggling with postpartum depression. We have resources on that email that they can reach out to for help.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about state educational resources?
So after the pre-admission appointment is completed, as Cindy stated, we send an email with multiple resources such as websites to our prenatal classes offered through the hospital, Baby Palooza, information about cord blood donation or private banking. We also include the attachments with information we feel that would be helpful. We want our patients to have these resources readily available, but at the same time, we want them to feel comfortable contacting us if needed. We are happy to be one of their resources every step of the way to make the hospital stay as easy and as stress-free as possible.
I love it. And let's just have each of you add anything you'd like to our conversation before we wrap up. Cindy?
I think probably the most important is that even if it is not your first baby, it is still beneficial because things change, policies change, plan of cares change. So it is beneficial for moms, whether it's their first or their fifth baby.
And Lacey?
We are happy to do these appointments to make this a great experience for our patients. And we want them to know that they can call us with any questions.
I love it. Well, this has been just excellent, Cindy and Lacey. Thanks for all the good information about maternity health. And we really are so grateful that you are with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And that wraps up this episode of the podcast series from Deaconess the Women's Hospital, a place for all your life. For more information, once again, go to deaconess.com/preadmission. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Deaconess Women Hospital podcasts. For more health tips and updates, follow us on your social channels. I'm Deborah Howell. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a great day.